Imagine American farms producing the fuel used to power the world shipping industry. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. American agriculture is a bio-based fuel success story, and the next phase of that may very well be powering ships at sea. St. Louis-based Raceland & Associates makes industrial equipment for producing biofuels. During a recent AgriPulse webinar, Raceland Senior VP Ben Kruger keyed in on the potential for maritime use of renewables.
There's enough of this supply around that we could potentially power 15 to 20% of all the nation's natural gas needs if we were to use it for renewable natural gas. Said a different way, there's enough there to fuel like 50,000 ships a year, which is a really, really big part of the global fleet on the water today.
Kruger says farmers could produce these renewable fuels sustainably.
As these maritime biofuels are demanding not only biofuels, but the sustainable production of them, you're in a situation where as these demands come into play, it will then provide an incentive for farmers to continue to adopt regenerative agriculture techniques, improve our soil, our water, our biodiversity, which really brings resilience then for the ag landscape.
Kruger says renewable fuels may help U.S. agriculture recoup some lost ground in global ag trade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.